following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And I think the word for today is drama, because the Golden State Warriors somehow found a way, there was will to get it done, down 10 points with about 6 minutes to play, and they get it done. But that's not all. That's not where the drama ended. Think about the Masters and Jordan Spieth and how he finished toward the end of that round. We've got drama, and I think that that's what we really want on a day like today. So I love the drama in sports. Jeff, welcome to the program, buddy. How you doing?
I love the immortality of sports, especially in a game like golf, where you have a 58-year-old that's chasing down the defending Masters champion on Sunday. It's just so much drama, so exciting, so many other sports to talk about. I can't wait to get into it with you, man.
Absolutely. Obviously, we know Major League Baseball in full throttle. Everything is going on. It's the best time of year. It's unbelievable. And speaking of which, not such a great day here in Phoenix, Arizona, but we are here to talk about sports, and that's what we do. So keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
One topic that should never go out of style is recycling. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about why it's important and how you can help right after this.
Since 1774, Ames Lawn and Garden Tools have been built the same way America was, with passion and purpose. Ames Tools are created using only hand-selected hardwoods, forged steel, and a determination to make these tools better than anyone. With Ames Tools, there's nothing nature can dole out that you can't handle, because these are the tools that get the job done right. Whether you're in the backyard or the back 40, that's not just Ames in your hands, that's America.
There are lots of facets to this idea of living a more environmentally friendly life. Conserving energy, conserving water, using materials from sustainable sources, and the one I like best is recycling. One of the labels you often see on recycled goods is post-consumer recycling. This is one of the greenest forms of recycling because the material has served its purpose. Paper, cardboard, aluminum cans, or plastic bottles. But instead of clogging a landfill somewhere, it's being reused. We're saving landfill space, saving the energy used to acquire the raw materials, and saving the materials themselves. So make the decision to recycle at home and look for that post-consumer label when you're shopping for new items. If we contribute a little now, we'll all win in the long run. I'm Danny Lippard with tips for today's homeowner.
The sweet sound of a squeaky clean engine. It's like music to my ears. Oh, and that's a dirty engine. It's what happens when you use ordinary fuels that leave behind dirty deposits. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, much better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with Geico. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite Geico video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15. Brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! With 0.6 seconds remaining.
Been that kind of a year for Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. Didn't end, man, and it's still going when you think about it. They've got that 71 victories, and either way, the last couple of games, they're trying to make history of some kind, maybe their own or tie history, as we all know from the Bulls 95-96 season when they won 72. Pretty awesome stuff, to be honest with you. I really thought that Memphis was going to beat them. They were playing pretty well. Somehow, some way, Golden State got a few stops. Steph hit a couple big threes, and you know what? They found a way to get it done, and you just got to give them credit because, truth be told, they could have had their heads down about a week ago when they lose to Boston at home and looked pretty bad for them at that point. But now, you know what? You got intrigue, you got interest, and a couple games left for Golden State to see if they can not only reach history but break history as well, Jeff.
You know what, Dorf? It's real now. It's very real now. And one of the things that I suspected would happen at some point in the season, the streak kind of getting in their heads. I think that we've seen that over the last week and a half, 2 weeks. You know, Boston's a different kind of loss, but Boston's played them very, very close. The last five or six times they've played, spanning back, you know, 2 or 3 years, even going back to that last year of Mark Jackson. So they don't really have anything to hang their head low about. You know, maybe they, you know, that loss to that first loss they had to Milwaukee, if that would have happened towards the end of the season, I think that they would have taken it a little bit differently. But, you know, here they are, 71-9. You know, one win to tie. You know, they went out. They, you know, they are the kings of the regular season, which isn't meant to be a slight, because I think that they're going to be the odds on, you know, they are going to be the odds on favorite for the title. You know, San Antonio could get in the way. I don't think that anybody's coming out of the East. So, I mean, whoever wins the Western Conference is probably going to have a parade in their city in June. But, wow, I mean, Golden State, you know, you got to take your hat off to them. You know, I've been very critical of them all season, you know, because I did expect the bottom to fall out. It looked like, you know, where they lose two or three at some point, you know, this month, and it looked like maybe it wasn't going to happen. I would think that, you know, it's not an inevitable thing, but I really would be surprised if we're not talking about the 73-9 Golden State Warriors of the 2015-16 basketball season when you and I speak again next Sunday.
Yeah, they got to get through the Spurs on the road, and that game will be later. So we'll see how that one goes. And then, again, they'll have one more game, I believe, on Wednesday. So we'll see what happens, man. It's unbelievable. But you did mention the Milwaukee Bucks, and I agree with you on that loss. I mentioned the Boston Celtic loss, but there's one other loss that probably sticks out in my mind, too, and that's Minnesota the other day as well. However, with that being said, Minnesota playing darn good basketball right now. I don't know if you caught the game with them in Portland, but that thing was nip and tuck down the stretch. Lillard hits an amazing three-pointer at the end of the game to give them to tie the game, but he also gets fouled, and then They go up 1 point. There's 3.5 seconds left. They get it down to Towns, and you know what? He makes a play, and Minnesota wins by 1 point. Just they're playing phenomenal right now. So you know what? Sometimes losses aren't as bad because of a team playing the way that they're playing. But you would have to look at that one as one where you're saying, wow, they lost to Minnesota. They lost to Milwaukee. You know, there's just a couple of losses that stick out to me, and they're like, wow, how do you – this is more than like a brain fart. This is like, you know, you literally dropping the ball and not being able to match the intensity of guys that are really not even on your level. So, and you know what? It happens every now and again, Jeff. We know that it's sports, but it's just when you see such perfection all the time, it surprises you when you have a lackluster performance against teams that you would think that they would only have to dress their second string for. So, you know, it's a little bit
of credit to guys like, you know, Brad Stevens for bringing his team to play and creating, you know, creating and exploiting those matchup issues. Man, you don't want to go too far down this road with Minnesota, but I mean, Karl Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, add one more piece and they're bad enough that they could do that. You know, this is a team that might really grow into a, you know, a legitimate team, if not a playoff contender in the Western Conference.
Agree, man. No, they've got definitely a good young nucleus. So we'll see. And something else you mentioned a little earlier, and you're talking about Cleveland. I watched that game as well with Chicago. You know what? Chicago really had their back up against the wall, obviously playing for whatever hopes they have of staying in the playoff hunt. As we know, they're on the outside looking in right now. But they were desperate. They played like a desperate team. Cleveland was playing well. You know, it was weird because the first quarter they played well. Third quarter, I thought they played pretty well. Fourth quarter, missed a lot of shots, obviously. Late in the ball game, made some of those three-pointers to make it interesting toward the end of the game. But you're right. I don't think Cleveland's playing that great of basketball at a time when you would expect them to be getting into playoff-type form. They're a little bit out of playoff type form at this point, at least to me.
You know, they're a ship with no captain at this point. You know, I mean, you know, LeBron coaches the team, Ty Lue kind of coaches the team, but they don't, you know, when you collapse like they have, I mean, they blow 18 point leads, you know, as often as I eat lunch. And it's just, you know, that is a sign of bad coaching, which is, you know, which represents bad leadership going all the way up to Dan Gilbert and David Griffin. And at the end of the day, if you're not led well, if you're not coached well at this level, it's going to come back to bite you. And, you know, I know we give a lot of credit for all the talent the Golden State has, but they're a well-coached team too. And it goes without saying that San Antonio is in that same boat.
Yeah, very well-coached team, San Antonio. I think we all look at Pop as the bar when you think about coaching and how he manages egos pretty much better than anybody. I guess you could throw Phil Jackson in that mix. Those are probably the two best that I can ever think of with managing egos at the NBA level, and they do a fantastic job, and you know, we expect them to be there. Oklahoma City, man, I'm scratching my head about them because there's so much talent on that team with Westbrook and Durant. They're just so gifted. It's unbelievable. But I just really question whether they can be a team that'll give Golden State and or San Antonio a problem for moving on to the Western Conference Finals and being the team to represent from the Western Conference. I like them. I just think they're missing something. And defensively, they're nowhere near as good as they were under Scottie Brooks. And I think that is really going to come to bite them in the butt, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Billy Donovan had, you know, the chip stacked against him when he came in because he did succeed Scott Brooks there. I'm wondering if this is Oklahoma City's last hurrah. I mean, this Durant thing, you know, it's starting to get sketchy. You know, I hated it when it was going on with Cleveland and LeBron circa 2007 to 2010. You know, it's got to be concerning, especially because, you know, you got to look at Golden State, you look at San Antonio, and if Oklahoma State can't be competitive against one of those teams, if they even get to one of those teams in the playoffs, you got to look at Oklahoma City and say, you know, it's not going to work any better than it is right now, and Kevin Durant might be thinking the same thing come July.
Hearing a lot of rumors about Kevin Durant and where he possibly could go, you know what? sometimes you got to break things up, but it's just such a crazy duo. They're just so good. It's amazing to me that they just can't get the pieces around them to make them a true contender for the NBA championship year in and year out. When you have Westbrook and Durant, it just like, it seems to me like it would just be easy to figure out the other pieces, Jeff.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what we saw with Houston. Houston hit their ceiling a year ago and they can't get back. They're probably not going to make the playoffs, but hey, I want to get one thing in before we get out of the segment. Will Smith shot and killed in a road-related incident. Just the saddest news. You won a national championship for Ohio State, won a Super Bowl for New Orleans at 34 years old. Rest in peace, Will Smith. Another senseless death.
Yeah, road rage is terrible, man. And you know what? People got to just relax. It's just the world we live in is just so unbelievable and so unpredictable. But as you said, we're up against it. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause. And on the other side, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. So keep it close. We're going to talk some baseball with him, maybe even get a little hockey in. You never know, because hockey's coming down to it as well. So keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. A lot going on in the sports world. We all know that. There's more happening than just Golden State and Steph Curry and the drama at the Masters. Also drama in baseball, and we're going to bring on our professor of sports, John Poulter. John, good morning. How are you?
Well, thanks. How about the two of you?
No complaints. Valley of the Sun, maybe going to be the Valley of the Rain today, but every now and again, it's okay to have a day where we're not out enjoying that beautiful weather. But speaking of beautiful weather, we always say this, or at least I always say this, it's definitely a marathon and not a sprint when we talk about Major League Baseball. And I'm pretty sure with the start by your Toronto Blue Jays, you're happy to hear that. But with that being said, kind of surprised to see some of these teams that are struggling out of the gate right away, and some of the teams that are kind of like on top are a little bit strange. And you know what? It's baseball. It's weird. There's no real rhyme or reason for a lot of what happens other than the fact that I'm going to say it one more time. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And don't get too excited about a team that starts out 4-1 or a team that starts out in the doghouse at 1-4 or 2-4. Yes or no, John?
Oh, agree completely. I was looking at the standings this morning, as I do every Sunday before we chat, and you know, we all know that with Baltimore's 4-0, and they had a terrible spring. We all know they're not going to go 162-0. Toronto had a good spring, but they're 2-4, currently sitting in last place. The Angels had a good spring, and they're currently 1-4, sitting in last place. Kansas City had a bad spring. They're sitting at 3-1, and Minnesota came out of the gate, a team that we thought was going to be much improved, and they're sitting at the bottom of the league at 0-4. The Braves are 0-4. I guess we kind of expected that. The Phillies are 1-4. That's probably where we thought they might be, but they too had a pretty good spring. So at the end of the day, let's all be thankful it's 162 games and not seven, the bookies and the fans would be very upset right now. You know, it's upside down, and we've said this many times, that it's not what you do in the spring, it's not what you do in April to the most extent, but it's where you are at the end of September and hopefully well into October. So let's not make it a habit, if we're Blue Jay fans, of going 2-4, specifically losing two games at home to Boston. We know Boston's a good team, but one thing we don't like here in Toronto is losing to Boston. It leaves a very bad taste in our mouths. So lots of time to catch up, and today's a good time to start.
Hey, just a quick follow-up, and then Jeff, get involved here. But on the other hand, you know what? You don't want to start out too big in that hole, because then you're trying to climb out maybe the whole season. So there's a little bit of a balance and a happy medium where you don't want to get out starting, you know, like too terrible. And maybe on the other hand, you don't want to get out starting too great, because then you only have one way to go. So maybe, you know, 500 would be good right now. Kind of like Jeff and his Cleveland Indians. What do you think, Jeff? Jeff?
Yeah, I'm not sure if Jeff's there.
At 2-2, you're a little upset because they could be better. They had Chris Sale beat on Saturday. You know, losing to David Price on opening day, you know, don't hang your head too low on that. But, yeah, 500's not good. But, hey, you know, there are some things that we can get excited about early. Trevor Story off to a historic start. You know, a historic story. You know, Ross Stripling pulled, from a no-hitter in his rookie debut. And the Cubs will go the entire way without Kyle Schwarber. I mean, those are three storylines that it's not too early to talk about, and let's just open it up and talk about them.
Well, I guess you kind of took the words out of my mouth, Jeff. I was going to say there was about half a dozen things that really struck me as odd this first week, and of course The first one is the Trevor story, for lack of a better name. You know, here's a guy that's played five games. He's 8-for-24, .333 average, 6 home runs, 11 ribbies. Who would have thought that that would have happened? And 6 months ago, we didn't even think he would be the first-string shortstop in Colorado. We thought that that was Jose Reyes' job, but he's run into some off-the-field problems and won't play for a little while, may not play again for a while. We don't know that yet. But the other surprise, I guess, is Anthony Rizzo and Matt Kemp both sitting there with 10 RBIs, just one behind Story. And, you know, 10 RBIs in a week, we know that guys do not get 10 RBIs every week. I mean, that's a 260 RBI season, which we all know is not going to happen. But, you know, it's 1 week, small sample size. We had two teams that won, each won a game with two hits or less. The Giants won a game on Friday night against the Dodgers with two hits. Texas won a game earlier in the week with one hit. We had two games that ended on this new controversial slide at second rule. One hurt my Blue Jays, one helped Andy's Brewers. We had Chris Archer, one of the best starters in the league. 0-2, 7.2 ERA, a 2 whip in 10.1 innings pitched. Not what we would normally expect. And, you know, in San Francisco on Friday night, Ross Stripling, who was in the minors last year, 3-6, 3.66 ERA in 14 starts, makes his first major league start, goes 7 1/3 with no hits before he's taken from the game, and the bullpen blows it for him. And then the last thing we saw this week was the Cardinals hit three pinch home runs in one game. You know, those are all odd things that we probably wouldn't have thought a week ago.
And that Cardinals-Braves game where the Cardinals did hit hit all those home runs late, that was one of those games to get off the schneid. You had like an 0-3, you had two 0-3 teams battling, so something had to give. And as in the household of a Chicago Cubs fan, we were hoping that team would be the Cardinals, but it ends up being the Atlanta Braves, and what a rough start for them.
Well, I don't think any of us thought that the Braves were going to be anything outstanding this season. Last year, they pretty much stripped it down. The last half of the season, they were in severe decline, and they didn't have a very good spring. We've seen the Braves hit rock bottom before and build it up with young talent, specifically young pitching. Looks like that's the way that they're going again, and I think with Freddy Gonzalez, they've got the right guy there to run that ship while they're in that process. But that's a tough division. No quick fixes in the National League East.
They're a little bit like the 1993 Cleveland Indians, playing their last year at Municipal Stadium, kind of building the young team to kind of open up the new ballpark and give the fans in Cobb County, something to get excited about down the road. But, this last year, Turner Field's probably not going to be pretty for them.
Oh, I agree 100%. And it's always important to get into a new stadium with a good team, or certainly a team that shows some promise, because the new stadium alone for any team in any sport attracts new fans. Everybody goes out of curiosity, and to be able to say, I was there for the first game, I was there for the first series, I was there for the first win, whatever the case may be. But to have a good young team that shows some promise, or a team that is ready to win now, which I don't think the Braves will be next year, but a team has to show some promise to keep the fans coming back, because the novelty of a new stadium can wear off pretty quickly.
Hey, speaking of everything you just said, fans, pitching, getting off to good starts, all that in a nutshell. We only have a couple minutes left, but Zach Greinke has been anything but spectacular for the Diamondbacks. I kind of thought he might struggle, to be honest with you, coming to Arizona, but surprised that Zach Greinke, 0-2 already?
Yeah, I'm surprised he's been that bad. I'm certainly surprised. I only saw the first game. I didn't see the second game. He was hit around pretty good by the Cubs in the first game that I saw. I think it was the Cubs they were playing. He was not good, and I was a little puzzled. A guy that in the last couple of years has been a really good pitcher. Maybe it's the pressure of a new team. Maybe it's the pressure of being expected to be the ace. Maybe it's a lot of factors. Who knows? But, I was a little shocked that he went 0-2. I like you, I expected something significantly better from Greinke with the new spot start with the Diamondbacks.
Well, and I also kind of found it interesting to hear the D-backs brass coming out and blaming it on the media, putting all the pressure on the Diamondbacks and blah, blah, blah. I'm pretty surprised when you have a guy you're paying $236 million that any amount of pressure you put on is going to be too much, right?
Well, I agree, and you've put the you as the team have put the pressure on him by giving him that money in the first place. So you haven't made it any easier for the guy by giving him that money. You put a target on a guy's back when you give him a contract like that, and when you introduce him as the savior, the new leader of the staff, however you want to anoint him, you're basically putting a target on the poor guy's back, and we've seen it happen 100 times before, and we'll see it happen 100 times again. It takes a very special person to get a contract that big, go to a team that has not had a lot of recent success, and turn it around.
Absolutely. Hey, John, we're up against it. Appreciate you taking time out, as always. We'll catch up with you next week, buddy.
Yeah, my pleasure, as always. I'll be in Florida next week. I'll let you know a contact number, and we'll have another chat about baseball.
Sounds great. John Poulter, professor of sports, hanging out with us. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I think my garden is cursed.
I told Dominic Miracle-Gro garden soil with moisture control helps gardens flourish and protects against over- and underwatering.
Ace is the place where a miracle cancels out a curse.
Now through Monday, don't miss over $250 in instant savings on select products throughout the store, including our best brands like Miracle-Gro. Ace Rewards members save instantly in-store through April 11th. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All aboard! Gonna go right to the court with Archie Diacono. 3 seconds at midcourt.
Jenkins
gives it to Jenkins for the championship.
Got got to say that the final game of the national title was pretty unbelievable, pretty special. Villanova, North Carolina kind of made us forget about how bad the weekend was when you think about it. The Final Four stunk. Oklahoma got crushed. It just was terrible, to be honest with you. But that final game, Jeff, was everything we could have imagined and more. Unbelievable shot by Marcus Page. You think the game's going into overtime. Villanova somehow finds a way with 4.7 seconds left to knock down that three-pointer as the time expires. We talk about storybook finishes. This was that and everything more, to be honest with you. Just absolutely unbelievable how that game went down.
Boy, 5 seconds was an eternity, wasn't it? It was, you know, even when we just played the sound clip there, I'm fist pumping. I'm ready to jump out of my seat. You know, it's not that Jim Nance did the moment a lot of justice. It was just the moment itself. You know, Marcus Page, the off balance, you know, three-pointer that had no business going in. And then, you know, R.C. Diacono, one of the greatest assists of all time, if you ask me, because, you know, Chris Jenkins catches that in motion and you know, and it hits nothing but net. It was just unbelievable. It was one of those wow moments. And, you know, I think the Valvano, you know, the North Carolina State win in Albuquerque where Valvano was looking for someone to hug on the court.
Yeah.
That was exciting, but it didn't have the drama of hitting from, you know, almost center court, it seemed, with Chris Jenkins shooting the ball. But, you know, Villanova, give them credit for, you know, putting themselves in that position where they had that cushion at the end of the game, where they forced North Carolina to make that shot. And then they took it away from, you know, then they just took away all the glory from what Marcus Page did, which was unbelievable, which could have forced overtime. You know, somebody on Twitter asked to compare that moment, you know, where does Marcus Page's shot rank? And I was thinking like Larry Fitzgerald scoring that late touchdown against the Steelers before Ben, you know, drove down and hits Antonio Holmes to take it away from the Cardinals. You know, that moment before the moment that's often forgotten in the annals of sports history.
Yeah, I mean, pretty unbelievable, pretty incredible. And you saw there was one thing that Roy Williams said after the game that makes so much sense. And I don't know if I'm going to say it exactly the way he said it, but I think I'll get the gist of it. He said something along the lines of, you know, the feeling you get from winning is just so incredible. But on the other hand, the feeling of losing is just so incredible as well. And it's inexplicable. You know, you think that you're going into overtime and you think you have a shot to win a national title. And then all of a sudden it gets taken right underneath you, like something that's never happened to you before. So the emotions can be so high, but they can also be so low. And I think that that's really important and kind of something to understand about sports, that they're so bittersweet, but they're also just amazingly painful at times too. And you saw it all in a matter of a few seconds where, you know what, North Carolina's thinking, hey, we got a shot to pull this thing out. We're going in overtime. But no, no, no. Villanova had four seconds and 7/10 to go along with it, and that was just enough time to make the miracle happen for them, something they haven't done since 1985, giving them two in the history of their school. So, you know, we talked a little bit about Jay Wright off the air. Great job with Villanova, potentially a guy that could come to the Phoenix Suns. If you ask me, I wouldn't do it if I were him. Looking at what's going on with the Phoenix Suns, I wouldn't do it. I really wouldn't. College is just so much different than the NBA. It really is. You know, Donovan, I guess he's having some success with the Oklahoma City Thunder. But like I said, their defense isn't the same as it was under Scotty Brooks. And he's got two great stars. It's pretty hard to fail when you're given a great, you know, a great talent right there and right in front of your face. But
they've got a good nucleus, but they all, you know, I think what makes Oklahoma City is the way that those role players complement Russ and Durant.
Yeah, I mean, look, Serge Ibaka is like that number three guy. Think if they still had James Harden, then, you know.
Or Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, Reggie Jackson. Yeah, he's making a heck of an impact for Detroit. I agree. Look, the bottom line is it's hard to keep stars together. We know that. But I don't know. If I were Jay Wright, I would proceed with caution moving to the next level. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, there's two different factors at play here. The jump from college to the NBA isn't as severe as it is in football. I mean, I think it can be done. I don't scrutinize a guy like Calipari for trying any. He actually had to try twice. It's kind of like Pete Carroll too. But there's the jump from college to the NBA, and then there's getting it, you know, jumping into this dumpster fire that is the Phoenix Suns over the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, look, I, you win a national title, you're a hot commodity, right? And it's fun to talk about potentially going here or going there. But truth be told, proceed with caution. That's all I'd say. I really would. Proceed with caution. You just won the national title. You're a god probably at Villanova. So why would you want to distract or disturb that sort of it's shocking to me. That's all I can say. You know, it seems like success goes to people's head, whether it's players, whether it's coaches. But truth be told, sometimes you're just better off staying put.
Yeah, I mean, staying put is an option. Is there really another destination for Jay Wright? Is there another big job in college basketball? I mean, you know, you look at him, you know, he was, he's about 55 years old. You look at him maybe as a successor to Krzyzewski, or do they stay in the family at Duke when Coach K decides to step down?
I don't know. That's a good question. That is a good question. But I think he's got a good thing going, and I understand you won a national title. You're a hot commodity. People are going to kind of come after you here and there, but you got to really think about what's best for yourself. And you know what? A lot of times it's the money, but a lot of times it's that comfort of staying where you've been familiar and you've been a staple for a while. So I don't know, man.
Well, Josh Pastner. Josh Pastner, yeah. You know, succeeded Calipari at Memphis, and now he's headed to Georgia Tech. I don't know that that's that big of a jump for him, but you know, he's playing in a Power Five conference as opposed to playing in the Conference USA.
Yeah, no, I mean, again, look, there are certain reasons why guys are going to try to elevate themselves. And you can think about it in any way, shape, or form that you want, whether, you know, sometimes a lateral move is maybe an upgrade to you because you just want to get the heck out of there. I don't know, you know? I mean, I don't know what goes through everybody's head and their thought process. I'm just saying, in general, proceed with caution. After you have success, proceed with some caution, because you don't necessarily know if that next move is going to be one that's just spectacular for you, and then it could throw your career somewhere else. So again, I think he's great. I think he did a great job with Villanova. I think Villanova did a great job of playing the tournament. Let's be honest. You know, he's a coach, but the players go out there and they execute the game plan. So they did a great job of beating some powerhouses. They beat Kansas. They beat North Carolina. That was a very good basketball team that went under the radar because they weren't a number one seed this year. Villanova did what many thought they could do, which is win a national title, Jeff.
Well, you know what's cool about this is you have the Chris Jenkins shot, you know, in 2016. In 85, you know, a bunch of no-names. I mean, Ed Pinckney, I think, was the only one that made it to the NBA. And they shot so perfectly against such a good John Thompson-led Georgetown team. You know, so, you know, there's Duke titles, like, you know, like around the end of the 90s, early 2000s, that I don't really remember a lot from, you know, like the Elton Brand team. You know, that I don't really remember that tournament, but I'm going to remember this this Villanova team in 2016. And I'm going to remember that Villanova championship in 1985. I mean, all championships are the pinnacle of sports, but there are some that are, you know, that just, you know, stay with you. That, you know, they remain a legacy forever. And both of Villanova's titles have done that for me.
Yeah, and speaking of legacies, you know, let's kind of transition and talk a little golf. We haven't done that yet. Masters, obviously, in full throttle, and, you know, you have the best in the world. We all know that. With that being said, you know what? Pressure does bust pipes in every sport, let's be honest. And, you know, Rory – he's a great player, don't get me wrong, but every now and then there's a few kinks in his armor. We saw it late with Jordan Spieth in his round the other day. The bottom line is it's just so hard to be so good all the time. You know, you have four guys in red numbers at the Masters and everybody else even or worse. Like I said, Jordan Spieth, 3 under par. Kaufman, Smiley. I mean, this would be a heck of a story to see Smiley Kaufman pull this thing out in his first attempt at Augusta, at the Masters. And then Bernhard Langer, like you said, the guy's 58 years old. He doesn't really belong there, but yet he's there. And then Hideki Matsuyama, you know what? He could have been a little bit lower, but kind of had a couple of holes where he faltered a little bit toward the end. And then Jason Day, the guy who's been everybody's pick lately, kind of struggled so far, and yet he's still within reach, Jeff. So a lot of drama for the Masters on the final day for sure.
Yeah, I thought everybody struggled. I mean, you know, we were sitting at lunch on Friday wondering if Bubba was going to make the cut, and, you know, he scratched and clawed his way into the weekend, and, you know, he's played pretty well. Jordan Spieth, you know, I love this guy. I think he's the next best thing. I like the young kids. You know, even like guys like Brooks Koepka. But you know, Jordan Spieth's not playing his best golf. He just got out to say, you know, he went 6 under, and he's been able to play about par golf. He's not hitting fairways. He's driving really poorly. I think that might catch up with him on Sunday. I'm not sure, but you know, you look at Smiley Kaufman, you look at Lager, Matsuyama, you know, playing close behind. I mean, this is a good tournament that, you know, Jordan's going to have to take it. It's not just going to be given to him. So we'll see, you know, how he's able to protect that, you know, one shot lead he's got over Kaufman, and if Kaufman can handle the pressure of playing on Sunday at Augusta.
You know, I think it may be somebody that comes up from, you know, even, to be honest with you, like a guy like Jason Day, who has not played well thus far. Let's be honest. I've watched, you know, most of the Masters, and he has not played well. And you know what? Maybe that has to do with the pressure of, you know, winning 6 of 7 tournaments or something along those lines, and winners of the last two, and coming in as the odds-on favorite to win this whole thing. And you know what? Then you forget about Jordan Spieth and some of these other guys a little bit. And Jordan's been very, very steady. Let's be honest. So, truth be told, it's anybody's tournament, and that's kind of the way you want it on a Sunday at the Masters. Think about it. It doesn't get much better. You know what? The weekend, like I said, it's kind of been – the theme has been drama all weekend long. And I don't know, man. It is what it is. It's awesome. It's special. It's one of the best places to play. And we're going to have a chance to see who can win that green jacket. But anyways, we're up against it. Got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll have one final segment in this hour. Hour number two is on the horizon. A lot to keep talking about in the world of sports. So keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us, talking some baseball. Hey, I want to hit you with this real quickly, Jeff, before we get to the break, and then hour number two, like I said, on the horizon. Johnny Manziel, speaking to Kubiak a little bit and the guys in Denver, how do you think this plays out?
Well, you know, Denver doesn't have they're liquid at quarterback, so it's really interesting. But I mean, bringing the guy into the fold is a mistake. Yeah, you know, we've seen that unfold in Cleveland. Maybe he was unhappy in Cleveland, but I don't think going to a place like Denver or even Dallas, Texas, where he's from, is really going to matter. I just think the kid's a lost cause, man. It's unfortunate, but that's the truth.
Interesting how certain people can obviously change people's psyche a little bit, but I found it interesting because knowing Gary Kubiak is a alum of Texas A&M, they have a little bit of those ties together, and it seems like they have some sort of a relationship, but I don't know much about it, and we'll have to see how everything develops, but interesting when you hear about those ties to Texas A&M.
Well, you know, and bringing him into a winning program is going to help. I mean, he made Texas A&M a winning program. He couldn't do that for the Cleveland Browns, and he wouldn't have to with the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, that's true. You're already in a pretty good situation where obviously you come in and just kind of be part of the mix. But anyways, I do hear the music. It means we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back in a little bit here. And remember, hour number two, tons to talk about. A lot going on in the sports world. We got Masters. We got Major League Baseball. We got NBA basketball with Golden State about to maybe make history one way, shape, or form. Win one, they make history in some shape or form. So keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.